I would like to, first of all, offer my grateful obeisances to all of you. Vanshakalpaturubhyascha krivasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namohama. And express how much I appreciate taking time from your very important duties in this world to come and try to encourage your insignificant servant in this way. It is very much the spirit of those who understand the heart of Vaishnavas to go out of their way to encourage one another in their devotional service. My devotional service is especially being given to me in a most wonderful way by Srila Prabhupada, in that he is allowing me to make some efforts to serve each of you somehow or other, to help you to become more committed to the ultimate purpose of life, which is to purify our hearts through the chanting of the names of God, service to the Vaishnavas, and preaching to the fallen souls. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Udupi, he inquired from some of the leaders of the Tattvavadi Sampradaya, what is the goal of life and how to achieve it? And there was their reply was to achieve Vaikuntha through very carefully executing our particular varnas and ashrams. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, this is not the actual perfection of life. The actual perfection is pure, unconditional love for Krishna. And in the age of Kali, the only way to achieve it is by the 9 processes of devotional service, which begins with hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Certainly the Varnashram system has great relevance and importance, inasmuch it properly situates a person in life to continue throughout their life hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attentively and sincerely according to our vows, remembering Krishna. These 9 processes of devotional service, which were so beautifully delineated by Sri Prahlad Maharaj, is the essence of all spirituality. When Lord Chaitanya was asked of the 9 processes of devotional service, what is most important? He replied, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is our life and soul, to chant Hare Krishna on our mala very religiously, attentively every day, to chant joyfully in kirtan with the assembled Vaishnavas and dance according to our body's capacity to dance, There's no restriction in dancing. A baby child can dance by kicking his or her legs. A young person can dance by gracefully dancing. Old person, we have seen Valmiki Muni in London. People were amazed how he was dancing and dancing. The young people were having a difficult time adjusting to his level of dancing. But even if our body is in difficult situation, we can dance in our hearts. But in the assembly of devotees to chant, to dance for the pleasure of the deities is a very, very purifying and beneficial process by which not only we progress in the ultimate quest of Krishna consciousness, but also we help so many others. And the duties of Varnashram are meant to situate us in a secure and happy position in our life according to our nature, so that we can, in as peaceful state of mind as possible, continue chanting and hearing and serving Vaishnavas. So this is our life. To encourage one another in this process is the greatest service. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, Brahmita Paritha Paropakar, that the ultimate welfare work for all humanity is to show people the process of how to awaken their original Krishna consciousness. And he especially gave the order to all people born in the great land of India to not only be Krishna conscious, but to help make the world Krishna conscious. Bharata bhumite hoila manushya janma jara janma saratika kari kara para upakar. To inspire one another on this path that Lord Chaitanya has given us is real love. The sentimental love of this world is necessary in the sense of keeping that encouraging unity and cohesiveness. But unless it is connected to spiritual purification, it is all simply a form of karmic entanglement. Love between people, relatives, friends, is not given up in Krishna consciousness. It is spiritualized by putting Krishna in the center. People in this age of Kali are often prone to extremes. And Krishna consciousness is not for extremists. It is for thoughtful, intelligent, and sincere persons. One extreme is to be so much immersed in the infatuation of sentimental relationships, husband, wife, parents, children, friends, relatives, or even humanitarian concerns for fellow man, or even there's movements of great feeling of love and sympathy for animals that are suffering. So these things, or these sentiments, should not be given up. But sometimes people become so absorbed in that, that their consciousness is utterly bound by the bodily conception of life and the emotional conception of life, without any consideration or realization of the eternal soul who you are trying to place your love in. Therefore, although it may be very intensely expressed, it is all perpetuating illusion. The other extreme is we realize we are the eternal souls, and this is a world where everything is an illusion, where all of our relatives, friends, countrymen, fellow beings are foaming bubbles in the ocean of material existence. They will soon burst into oblivion. So why should I care about these illusions? Why should I put any attention or concern in these illusions? Let me just be a staunch devotee. Let me just be renounced in this way, that you're not this body, I'm not this body, so why should we talk to each other? It's an illusion. Why should we care about each other? It's an illusion. It's all Maya. This is a type of Mayavad, impersonalism. Either extreme is counterproductive to spiritual progress. What we find in the lives of the great acharyas, how they spiritualized the natural human propensities that we have in a pure, uncompromised form. Krishna consciousness is the natural way that civilization is meant to live happily. Therefore, all the same human loving expressions that are there are expressed according to the regulative principles of Krishna consciousness, with Krishna in the center. Sachi Mata did not know that Lord Chaitanya was God. She just thought he was her little beautiful golden child. And she was a great devotee. Now you may say that she gave so much parental affection to her baby because he was God. Therefore she wasn't in Maya. But if I give affection to my son, it's Maya. But actually, Sachi Mata was exemplifying a perfect devotee, and she didn't know her son was God. She loved him as God. In the sense, all the love of her soul for God was being expressed. But still, she cared for him, but with that spiritual principle in its most intense degree. So similarly, a mother, if you think your child is God, which many Hindu ladies do, I have spoken to many, it seems to be the tradition of India that your child is Gopal Krishna. Every other parent thinks their child is an incarnation of someone of the divine realm, which is illusion, no doubt. But the fact is that child is part and parcel of Krishna. And that child has been entrusted to Krishna, by Krishna, in your care. So love and affection and care must be there, maximum. However, not bodily concept, not my child, but as a service to a little Vaishnava, to a little spirit soul, with Krishna in the center. then that same motherly affection becomes completely purified and spiritualized by making Krishna the center. Not just sentimentally, but practically. And similarly, friends. Friends should stand by one another and help one another through thick and thin, through all situations of life. A friend should stand by your side. In the material world, it's usually gangsters and mafias who have these relationships. They put their blood together. Now we are one. They make vow. We will die for each other. And they actually do. They stand by each other in this way. With such commitment. Sometimes others also. And that's the way God brothers and God sisters and fellow Vaishnavas should be. But with Krishna in the center, not making money in the center, not helping one another to enjoy sense gratification in the center, to help one another to overcome the obstacles of Maya, we have to stand by each other's sides and be there through thick, thin, whether the person is having great empowered service or whether the person is beaten down and kicked down by Maya, we should be right there. Haribo Prabhu. Krishna's calling. We should be there. So we Krishnize these relationships. And then the relationships become perfect. And then we have a wonderful environment to spiritually grow throughout our lives. So this is service. And jointly together to bring more and more and more people the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Radha Gopinath. That is our mission. Our mission is to make sure nobody leaves Krishna consciousness who has already come, and to simultaneously try to give more and more people the opportunity. Sometimes we take great efforts to bring one to Krishna consciousness, but there's not much glory or fame in keeping someone in Krishna consciousness. If you bring more and more people, people think, oh, you are a very good preacher. You have brought 400 people to Krishna consciousness, but only 3 are remaining. That is not the best service. Our first service should be to inspire, enliven, and sustain those who have come. And our next service, which should be performed simultaneously, is to attract more to come. It is not like cycles where you, like this, should be more and more and more. That is what we have learned from His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the previous acharyas whom He has so mercifully represented. We are not a personality cult. We simply worship Srila Prabhupada as our founder acharya. We worship Him as our founder acharya, with the knowledge that He has so perfectly and purely presented the conclusions of our previous acharyas, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gorakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivas Acharya, the 6 Goswamis of Vrindavan, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Nityananda Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada is giving us what they have so mercifully manifested within this material plane. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. The holy name has descended from Goloka Vrindavan. Narottam Das has sung. And we understand that these great souls have embodied this principle and inspired the world to this principle, to chant Harinam and live by the pure principles of devotion. So it is our life to accept this gift and to assist these great souls in giving this gift to our congregation of devotees, our ashrams of devotees, as well as to the people in general who have so unfortunately forgotten. Prabhupada said to that famous newspaper reporter, when asked, "Why have you come to our country, America?" "I have come to teach you what you have forgotten, that we are all part of Krishna, that love of Krishna is our purpose in life." Well, this is our life, and that I am being given the great privilege of trying to assist all of you in this way is through the Prabhupada's mercy for allowing me this very sacred service, and your mercy for accepting my insignificant attempts. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Does everyone like the new altar for Srila Prabhupada's books? When was it installed? 3 weeks back. You are satisfied? The philosophy behind this is not just decoration. It is an expression of our faith and our desire to preach that faith. I will share with you, of course, I'm sure all of you already have come to this realization, but still for my purification, I would like to share with you the motivation and purpose behind having manufactured this beautiful, beautiful bookshelf for Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada explains that his books are none different than him. Prabhupada said, "Vani is more important than Vapu because Vapu is temporary. Sometimes the great souls are with us, and sometimes they go to other places, or sometimes they go back to Godhead. But their Vani is always with us, their instructions. They are living in their Vani. Thakur Bhakti Vinod has prayed in this way in his salutation to Srila Haridas Thakur. He reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living, still in sound, Vaishnavas died to live and lived to spread the holy name around." So this is our faith in the reality that Srila Prabhupada is living in his books. Not only Srila Prabhupada, but all of the great acharyas in our disciplic succession are speaking to us personally and directly through those books. And those books are the words of Krishna. So they are non-different than Krishna. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna book is literally a deity of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam, in which Krishna book is derived, every book of the Srimad Bhagavatam is literary, non-different than Krishna. It describes in Bhagavatam itself that after Krishna left this world, he descended in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that book is a deity, a worshipable. Nectar of Devotion, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Prabhupada said, is non-different than the very murti of Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Charitamrita, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya from which it was arrived, is non-different than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada actually said, you can put my deities on the altar and worship them. Prabhupada says, books are the basis of our whole movement. So we understand that these books are not, they are worshipable. And in our beautiful temple room, we wanted to build a special altar to worship Srila Prabhupada's books. So these are not bookshelves. These are altars, or you may say singhasans. It is the singhasan to worship the holy scriptures. And when we come in, as we bow down to Srila Prabhupada, we should also be bowing down to his books within the singhasan of, that is so wonderfully giving darshan to these holy scriptures. We waited a long time for this wonderful offering to be made. I hope you are pleased. Ultimately, whatever we do is to please devotees. If you are pleased, Krishna will be pleased. This is Krishna's house, this temple. Not only is it Krishna's house, but it's the common house for our whole congregation and all our brahmacharis. Just as people like to redecorate their houses when they have enough money to do so. As soon as they get enough money, people like to do like this. Change the rooms around, put better kitchen, put some furnitures and like that. In my room, every now and then, we change the straw mat on the floor. But in this way, when we have a family, we try to make our living conditions somewhat nice. They should be simple, but somewhat nice. But this particular room that we're sitting in is the family room for our spiritual family. It is the living room for our spiritual family, where and our mother and father, Shri Radha Gopinath, are always staying here. And we, the children, we like to come at least every Sunday, sometimes every day, as much as possible, to come alone to meet them, to meet our brothers and sisters, to family gatherings, to chant, to dance, to hear katha, to feast on prasad. So this is the home for our extended spiritual family, where the Supreme Lord is personally residing. So we like to make everything in a way that the family is very happy to come. Actually, we don't need any decoration. All we need is the holy name, some nice katha, the association of devotees. We could live under trees. We would be very happy. We could have kirtan in Goshala during the monsoon season. We don't need anything else. All we need is the association of devotees and Harinam, Harikatha, and little prasad, that's all. However, if we have the means, then we should use it for that purpose. Should do something more wonderful for the devotees' happiness, for the deity's glorification, to attract others to want to come. We are not attached to these things. If we don't have the means, nothing lost. If we have the means, we use it. Rupa Goswami says we should not be attached to building big temples. We should be attached to Harinam, Vaishnav Seva, and preaching. That's all. We're attached to reading Srimad Bhagavatam, wherever. Maharaj Parikshit left his palace to hear the Bhagavatam on the bank of the Ganges, outside. Sukadeva Goswami, his temple was a banyan tree. Didn't even wear clothes. What do we need? Prabhupada said to a devotee, Harikatha, Harinam, and little prasad, we're happy if we have nice association. However, if we have the means, what are we going to do with it? We should strive to make something wonderful. Sanatana Goswami was living under trees, but when he had the means, he built Madan Mohan Temple. Rupa Goswami was living under trees, but when the means were available, he built Radha Govinda Dev Temple. Not a small project, for those of you who have seen. We will, hopefully with Sri Radha Gopinath's mercy, we will be visiting these places on October 18th in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Hopefully, let us see. Please know, you cannot just go to Vrindavan because you paid your fees or bought a railway ticket. It's only by the mercy of Krishna. We have to make our appeal and await to see if Krishna is going to give us that mercy of going to Sri Vrindavan together. Hare Krishna. So here in Bombay, the most advanced city in India, in the sense of running away from its own spiritual culture, it is very important that we make these wonderful centers where people can find real shelter. Krishna consciousness is a lifetime process. And if we just give this one life for Krishna, Krishna will give himself to us. Hare Krishna. How can I serve you? I think I should not be so selfish, taking your association for so long. I believe I should allow all of you to go on with your wonderful devotional service. Hare Krishna. When I was in Switzerland, I was awaiting coming back to Radha Gopinath Temple. When I was in Ukraine, I was awaiting coming back. When I was in Moscow, St. Petersburg, in Russia, I was counting the days. When I was in Poland, I was simply remembering the devotees of Radha Gopinath Temple. When I was in Germany, Cologne, Heidelberg, Abenthur, Wiesbaden, and Frankfurt, I was telling devotees there that it's getting closer to my return to Radha Gopinath Temple. And when I was in Italy, Florence, Rome, Venice, Milan, I was just telling devotees that soon I will be going back to Radha Gopinath. And when I was in London, I was thinking it's so long till I get to go back to Radha Gopinath. So wherever I may travel, my mind is always at the lotus feet of the servants of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. So this I would like to honestly confess to you on this day. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gopimanandi Hare.